You're tuned to WQCS 88.9 FM. I'm Kenrick Thomas. When you think of all-star teams, Olympic teams, and special teams, what's the first sport that comes to mind? Basketball, track and field, and probably soccer. But what about Frisbee? Yes, that's right. That game you played in your backyard with your friends? Someone from right here on the Treasure Coast will represent our country doing just that.
Started playing pickup ultimate frisbee with this group, Ultimate Frisbee in Vero Beach. And it just from there, I mean, I went out there and played and I had a lot of fun.
That's 18-year-old Ryan Heiser, who's been playing ultimate frisbee since high school. And now he'll be able to perform his talent in Lecco, Italy, for the World Junior Ultimate Championships for Team USA. When he was informed that he made the USA team, it was a surprise. He was sitting in his sixth period class at Vero Beach High School, and he had glanced at his phone when he received an email and saw who it was from. But he wanted to wait until school was over to find out whether he was invited or not.
And I opened the email and I kind of scrolled through and I saw the first line that said, "You're invited to join the team, then that you made it." And I just kind of, I went crazy. I was so excited.
Heiser's parents shared the same excitement because they supported him throughout the whole process.
My parents were like, are you kidding me? Like, are you serious? This is really cool, because they came up with me to the tryout process, and, you know, they saw how competitive it was. But, you know, I actually had to call them on the phone. My mom was out of town somewhere, and my dad was still at his, he's a teacher, so he was at his school.
One of the most unique things about Heiser's Frisbee team is they really don't practice. It's mostly pickup games they play whenever they get together.
But, I mean, we did do a couple practice here and there and learning some technique, but for the most part, we just played.
Each time the offense completes a pass in the defensive end zone, the offense scores a point, and the thrower has 10 seconds to pass the disc to another player.
There's a bunch of different ways to throw the frisbee. It's not just, like, one overhand throw or anything. There's what we call backhand and a flick and a hammer. There's so many different types of throws.
There are even offense and defensive plays that are executed.
Kind of like football or basketball. For offense, it's called stacks. We have a horizontal and a vert stack, and it's just kind of like a line. And it kind of sets up a way of for you to run to the disc and get open.
When he was in high school, football was his favorite sport, and Heiser had dreams to eventually play in the NFL. But now that's all changed.
Right now, yes, frisbee is my favorite sport to play. To follow, I still love to follow, like, the NFL and NBA as far as watching, because you can't really watch frisbee at a high level right now. It's just starting to, like, spread.
Heiser hasn't stopped dreaming about the experience on being the only person in Florida on the USA team and going to Italy to represent our country.
And it's going to be exciting to meet so many different players from around the country, some of the great players that, you know, I'll be competing with, you know, throughout college and, you know, how much farther I go with frisbee. So it's going to be nice to make some new connections and meet people from all over around the world.
This is a chance at a lifetime for Heiser, and it's something he'll remember for the rest of his life. For an archive of this story, visit our website at wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kendrick Thomas.